Good morning. Once again, it's time for the Attitude Adjustment Hour on EAA Radio. I'm Paul Pradecker, welcoming back my good friend Mike Morgan. Mike, how are you this morning?
I think we both are having the same kind of lovely weather, even though we're separated by about 1,000 miles.
Well,
thanks for having me in.
I'm happy to hear that. I was liking the music that the studio team put together for us prior to this. You know, something to do some beats with. So
there may or may not have been some chair dancing going on.
There could have been, yeah.
So sorry you didn't see that.
That's okay. Hey, we have a returning guest, Mike, and over to you to get us started.
I am more than happy to introduce for another visit to EAA Radio, Zyla Foxland, who's an award-winning engineer and pilot and a social media creator from impossible physics demonstrations, I'm reading your bio here, and high-power rocketry to high-end woodworking and building a peat and pole from scratch. She is using her knack for visual storytelling to share the joy of engineering with the world, and I brought the receipts, Zyla. You have 101,000 followers on TikTok with 3.3 million likes. You have 281,000 followers on Instagram, and your primary focus I know to be YouTube, 580,000 subscribers. So way to go.
Thank you.
I know you've been very busy this week speaking to a lot of folks about a lot of things, about everything I've mentioned, and yet you are also closely associated with a pilot's mental health campaign. And I'm wondering if you'd tell us the story behind that.
Yeah. You know, I think with a lot of advocacy work, you never really choose to set out and be an advocate. I think a lot of times it happens to you because of whatever personal connection you have.
And you have a story to tell.
You need to have a story to tell.
Yeah.
Because stories are kind of the most efficient way to affect change. And so it was funny, when I walked in here, we were talking about this. A year ago, when I talked to you guys, I actually didn't have a medical. I had lost my medical for mental health reasons and was in the process of advocating for the Mental Health in Aviation Act, which would, among many other things, allow pilots to seek therapy without the risk of losing their license. Sorry, not their license, their medical certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, the Mental Health in Aviation Act has passed in the Senate Transportation Committee. It's also, and then as of yesterday, the Aviation Medication Transparency Act has also passed in Senate Committee. So now the two bills can be paired, and we're really hoping to get them, like, hotlined through the Senate before they go on recess in August.
And this is the effort to deal with SSRIs, is that right?
It's SSRIs, but it's also talk therapy has always been really high risk for pilots. The gist of the bills, the Aviation Medication Transparency Act is relatively simple. It would require the FAA to keep an updated list of all medications, not just mental health medications, that are allowed by the FAA and what is not allowed by the FAA. Because a lot of times people get prescribed something not realizing that it's banned, and then they'll lose their medical. We all know a pilot that this has happened to. The Mental Health in Aviation Act is a little bit more complicated, but not by much. It's a very short bill. It would basically just require the FAA to implement all of the recommendations from the ARC report that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was in 2024, I believe.
Something like that. So of those recommendations, number one is that, like, talk therapy is non-reportable. There's a whole bunch of other things in there, including SSRIs.
So obviously you've made an impact and you have a lot of followers. Are you able to connect with people who might be in a similar situation that you were in and offer them some advice and guidance? I mean, is that part of this effort that you're trying to engage with people like you?
Yeah, I've learned that I don't really have the capacity to shoulder that burden for a lot of other people. Like, I think something that I learned when I first started doing advocacy is that making myself too available was actually, like, taking away from my ability to actually get this legislation passed, because what I'm trying to do is work at the highest level. Like, we want we want this act of Congress so that it can trickle down and affect everybody. So I wouldn't say I'm, like, the person to go to for one-on-one advice. However, my number one advice, if I was to give a piece of advice, like something I wish I had known when I first started my medical journey, is just start from the very beginning with a great lawyer. Like, you want a Sherpa to guide you through this process, and a really good lawyer is going to know who the good AMEs are. They're going to know, like, what the pitfalls are. They're going to know what you should and shouldn't put in your, like, your paperwork that you send out to the FAA. So, I didn't do that, and it got me in a little bit more trouble before I ended up getting a good lawyer.
Well, and it's all about education, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 We're talking with Zyla Foxland, who is an engineer and pilot and social media content creator, and is also advocating for the Pilots Mental Health Campaign. Zyla, when you lost your medical, were you expecting that that might happen, or did it take you by surprise?
Yeah, I was expecting that it might happen. It didn't soften the blow any, I would say. Yeah. But I think that when I posted my video about my experience with an IUD, I felt like I had to do it, because I felt like I hadn't, as a woman, I had not been educated by my medical professionals about what the side effects of, like, certain birth controls were, and I wanted to tell other women and warn them. And in doing that, I had a lot of conversations with my pilot friends about the risks and the pros and the cons, and most of them were really against it. Most of them were like, do not post this video. It will get reported to the FAA, and then you're going to be trapped in this, like, process that we all are so afraid of. But a couple of them were like, well, if you do, you're kind of the only one that has enough of a spotlight that maybe you could actually enact some change. And I gave a talk yesterday at Women Venture, where I think the thesis of the talk was basically like, you don't have to know how a project's going to end before you start it. You can just figure it out along the way, and that's where all the great projects come from. And I think I took that approach with this, where I was like, I don't know how this is going to end, but I know that I'll be able to figure it out along the way, and if I'm able to enact some change, that'd be really great.
How long was the process? Because I'm guessing it wasn't quick.
It was not quick. It was about 2.5 years. I should have pickled my engine. That's all.
Crazy.
So in that, pardon me, in that period of time, then that 2.5 years, did it start with somebody knocking on your door from the FAA, or did it start with you seeking renewal of your third class medical?
It started with, so I was hotline reported to the FAA by a YouTube viewer.
Oh boy.
Oh yes, yes. It's sort of an interesting, like, the hotline process was definitely designed before the age of social media.
Right.
And most YouTube creators have been hotline reported for an assortment of things at this point, which I find really interesting. And I don't have a workaround, because I do think the hotline system is really, really important. But I was hotline reported. I got the letter from the FAA. I got sent to a HIMSS psychiatrist for evaluation. That's $4,000 1-hour appointment. Did that. His report went to the FAA, was deemed inconclusive. And this is all, at this point, still working with my local FISDA. Like, it's not getting to Oklahoma City. It's still staying on the Pacific side. And so they sent me to a HIMSS neuropsychologist. And, like, this was one of my big mistakes, is I just found my closest HIMSS neuropsychologist. I didn't ask around and find a good HIMSS neuropsychologist. And so I went and did that appointment. He wrote his report up. Sent it to, again, the local medical office. They rejected my medical. So at that point, I was, like, grounded, and had a medical denied or rejected. And then from there, I appealed to the federal level. So I basically went straight to Dr. Northrup with a huge, like, 70-page packet, where I had my therapist that I've been seeing since college wrote, like, a huge report. My lawyer helped write, like, a summary of all of the reports and all of the things that were in my file. And then, so we basically had to build, like, a case, like a court case, send that off to the federal level, and then they gave me my medical back.
So are you saying that the people you saw, you know, through the HIMSS review and evaluation, were unaware of the side effects of your birth control, or?
Yeah.
So some of it was a bit on them.
I mean, I think that, like, I honestly wouldn't expect a HIMSS neuropsychologist to, like, have a detailed understanding of birth control. I would expect, like, you know, my primary care physician and my gynecologist to have
sure.
been the ones that could have given me that information. But the issue I ran into, he was very, very old, and mm-hmm. a little bit outdated in his views, and drew some really strange conclusions. Called my therapist and was like, how many people does she sleep with? Is she a slut? Like, and my therapist was like, none of this is relevant to her ability to fly an aircraft. Why are you asking these questions? And he was like, well, because she's on birth control. So it led to a really, really strange report getting submitted to the FAA. And I wish I had found someone who might maybe understood the modern world a little bit better.
You're amazingly wow. courageous.
Thank you.
We're talking with Zyla Foxland, who, again, is an engineer, pilot, and a content creator for social media, and is one of the busiest human beings at AirVenture this week.
Thank you for... I got a golf cart out of it.
Hey, great. Well, thanks for all that you're doing for the organizations that you work with and you represent, and thanks for making home building and flying look so darn fun. Of course it is.
It is so darn fun.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's a lot of translating you need to do.
Exactly.
But you're doing a great job. Thanks so much for coming by to see us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.